What's up, guys? I'm Nikki.
I'm Bella.
And this is the Out of Our Minds podcast,
a playground for mystics and self-explorers to journey through the vast realms of the universe, cultural landscapes, and spiritual expansion.
Join us weekly as we dive into thought-provoking discussions that unveil the mysteries of existence and nurture the growth of our consciousness.
Welcome, everyone. Hello. I love you so much. Thank you for being here. This is the Out of Our Minds podcast, and today we're going to talk about alchemical healing, bitch.
Oh, and we hit 100K.
Oh, my God. 100K fucking downloads / listens / whatever the fuck you call them, which is so epic. I can't wrap my mind around it. I wrote in the caption today that I was like, I can't wrap my mind around this because it's not meant to, because this has been a heart-led venture. And I was like, That's some fucking poetry.
Yeah. No, seriously. That really freaking hits. Sorry. I have dog hair all over my mic.
So, if you have been here since the beginning, no matter when you joined, if this is your first episode with us, know that you are tapping into something really fucking special. And I can't explain it. It just feels so aligned and beautiful. And it's crazy I feel like we're at a point where the numbers have their like proper place in what they mean to us, because they kind of, it's not about the numbers, but you almost appreciate the numbers in a new light because of how this whole venture is coming from our soul and our heart. And it really lights us up so much in our purpose that like, that number is just like, wow. Like it makes you feel a different type of way.
It's it represents the community, mm-hmm. which is just so freaking magical. Anyway, yeah. I didn't mean to throw that in there as you were introducing the episode.
No worries. Okay, yeah. So today's episode is going to be basically about this process of alchemy, of what it means to transmute one thing into another. And alchemy has a lot of history to it. There's a lot of different meanings. The history behind it is actually very connected to science and philosophy, and like modern medicine and chemistry is very based on very, very ancient forms of alchemy, where basically like scientists, philosophers would explore how to turn base metals into more precious metals like gold and whatever. But today, and that's like a whole, I think, side note, interesting thing that we could go into that's fascinating, but really in the context of, I think, what it has turned into and what the essence of alchemy is, and this is when the original scientists, philosophers were exploring it, it also had a very spiritual component, which is based in the idea that you can change the form that something has by bringing consciousness to it, by almost quote unquote manipulating, not in the negative sense, but like by manipulating the energy and the physical matter. It's kind of bridges the 3D world with the esoteric spiritual unseen world. And Nikki and it seems like we're both really in the thick of like real life, are in our own journeys, what it is to experience alchemy, which means to turn one thing that you're experiencing into another. And I think today we'll dive really deep into what that means for each of us, what it can mean for you in your healing journey, in your journey of becoming and remembering. And it's really fucking powerful because it kind of changes and turns on its head the whole idea of, you know, as humans, what we experience with self-doubt and fears and grief and pain and whatever denser emotions that we experience. And it starts to give them this divinity to them, because you see that they hold a key to unlocking something very beautiful, which is love or belief in yourself or whatever freaking incredible thing that you can imagine, because ultimately we are all alchemists rediscovering our power to transmute.
Hmm. Is that from The Alchemist, the book?
That line? No, but that is an incredible book. And if you haven't read it, you, Nikki, have to read it, because
I know. I keep getting this sign.
It's one of those books that like the ending, you just want to like run to everyone and like tell them about it, but you like don't want to spoil it for anybody. And it's just so fucking beautiful in it. And yeah, there's literally an alchemist in it who like is like in search of the philosopher's stone and that whole thing. But that book for sure is also literally about this guy going on his journey to fulfill his personal legend, and he goes through like all these experiences, and it's like very magical.
Okay, I'm definitely gonna have to check it out, and it's like a quick read too, so I have no reason to just like read it and finish
it's
it in like a day.
Beautiful. You will literally every person who's read it, I feel like, says that it feels like it's speaking to them.
Yeah, it's that's how I amazing. Feel about every book.
Yeah, true. When you follow your soul to a book, you're like, this was written for
me. Yeah, when you like live a life of alignment and you just trust the resources and all the things that come into your field, you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's all divine.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me what your, wherever you feel called to start this conversation, but what is alchemy to you? What has it been like for you? Like, I feel like you also just, so I mean, you have a fucking hat that says Inner Alchemy, which you're not wearing. Hello.
Oh fuck, I forgot. It's okay. I did my hair today, you know? I was like, I honestly totally forgot that I was gonna wear the hat, but I also now I'm realizing I don't want to wear a hat.
fair. Well, Nikki has a hat and I think a sweatshirt too that you designed that says Inner Alchemy, which is
oh yeah,
so
I forgot
cool.
I had the sweatshirt. I should have fucking wore that.
You could have been all on brand for this.
Oh my God.
You could have been like Lincoln bio to buy my fucking alchemy shirt, which you should still put it in the description.
Yeah, I have a dope champion fucking crew neck that says Inner Alchemy on it. I actually haven't worn that one. So, you know, when you like pile on your clothes in your closet and you just are continually taking from the top pile and then you never wear the stuff that is like three below.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you open an email, like how marketers say, like below the fold, above the fold, it's like your clothing has a line of like.
Yes, literally.
And that's just below the fold right now.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. There's so much to talk about with this topic because it's like my fucking life path, I feel like, is learning how to alchemize my emotions and being such an emotional person. It has been like do or die for me. Like if I don't learn this process, then I'm just drowning in my emotions. So I think everyone has their things that become their superpowers based on how much pain they experience with the contrast or like the flip side of it. And for me, emotion has been like such a profound topic in my healing journey. Mm-hmm. And I have this like belief that our innate state of being or the emotions of like peace, love, abundance, joy, those are our innate feelings within. Mm-hmm. And when we're born, we're tapped into those energies. And then over time, we have these subconscious beliefs that come into play. So we start learning how to see ourselves or how to see the world or how to see our capabilities or how to see love or how to see what's possible for us. And we take on these perceptions that start to kind of like dull that emotion and that innate sense of just like wholeness and worthiness and fucking love and abundance and all those ecstasy like vibrations that are just our natural state of being. We start to like lose connection to that, and you can imagine like a light bulb just like being dipped in like mud and then like turning on the light, and obviously the light is not as bright. I believe that the process of like inner alchemy is turning is removing the dirt from the light bulb to reveal the natural light that we are. And what I mean by this is that our emotions like fear or anxiety or guilt or shame are there to turn us inwards to show where it is we are holding on to something that is not aligned with our truth. Where is it that we are perceiving ourselves through the lens of lack, separation, fear? And how can we begin to dive into the emotion and actually alchemize it and dissolve it so that what is left over is just that like innate energy? And I find that this process of turning emotions into wisdom is a process that a lot of people are surprised by when they do it, because once you remove the limitation or the perspective or you start to release that energy, you start to tap into profound levels of like inner wisdom, which is like all these natural truths that we all know within ourselves. And that is what I believe the process of like energy transmutation is, which is what I lean into in my own journey. So every single time I'm feeling anxiety, I'm feeling fear, now having this like higher state of awareness where I'm observing it instead of identifying with it, I get excited. I'm like, fuck yeah, it's time to transmute something. Like my soul is telling me that I am ready to release this perspective that is like not meant to come with me in my next chapter. And you can see it as like, oh, I'm on this journey of stepping into this next chapter. I'm aligning myself with this higher timeline. So obviously everything that's no longer in energetic alignment with that state of being needs to be shed. The same way we shed with like our periods, us females, we need to shed energetically and emotionally. And that is the process of inner alchemy. That's my perspective. There's so many perspectives on this.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's incredible that in your life you've, and in your path, you've, because for you, like your emotional experiences are so vivid and important to you, especially as an emotional and human design, like you're going to have, compared to non-emotionals or just whoever, whatever other person, like you're going to learn so much through those emotional experiences. And for arguably everybody, emotions are such a sometimes dense and like nebulous thing to navigate because there's so much conditioning or confusion, or we're just not typically taught like how to process or like what to quote unquote do with these emotions or how to think about them. And so that in and of itself is very profound because then it just brings so much acceptance to those experiences, which a lot of people resist. And that's how they avoid, you know, that's how you miss out on the power of transmuting them, is when you just shove them down or ignore them or almost like push through them as if that you're meant to fight them, when in reality it's about kind of like bringing them with you in a loving way.
Right. What about you? What's your, what would be like your perspective?
Yeah, I feel like what I've learned from, I feel like a theme that I've seen a lot in, like, for example, if you watch like interviews of successful people or people that are geniuses in their craft, whatever, like those, that category of like person that you would look up to for their story.
Yeah.
A lot of times everyone says how like that fear and doubt doesn't go away. Like everyone will tell you that. Anyone that you like look up to or aspire to, or you just like admire them for whatever reason, like sometimes I feel like we think that when I get to a certain level, like I won't doubt myself anymore. And the truth is that those feelings are kind of like, not that, because I agree with you that it's not that they're innate to us. I think it's just normal that those things, I think it's just like normal that as you move through life, and especially if you're stretching yourself beyond your comfort zones, those things are going to come up. And what anyone who has become a master of the process and who has become effectively an alchemist of their spiritual career, life, relationship journey, is they've learned that it's not that we're trying to make those things go away and get out of here. We're actually bringing them to our art, our creations, our life in a way that takes that energy and turns it into something even more powerful. And that's what I've found to be true, especially through the creative act and how that has healed me so much, is because so much doubt and fear and like confusion or frustration can come up when you're stretching yourself. And so instead of making that mean that I can't do it, then I'm like, no, this means I'm meant to do it and I'm on the right path. And so I imagine like bringing the doubt with me onto like the easel or the mic or the stage or like whatever metaphorical medium it is. And I feel like it almost gives even more power to your self-worth or belief or your vision when you acknowledge and confront the doubts that are within you, or whatever dense emotion is coming up, imposter syndrome, whatever flavor it is, that it kind of gives even more fuel to the fire, because that's just the human process of becoming and remembering. And like, as it pertains to aspirations and ambitions, it's like, as you stretch, it gets really fucking uncomfortable. And when you lean into that, it kind of then is like the alchemical process of turning it into belief or fuel or whatever it is. And I'm feeling like that's even coming up more so for me now, because I'm starting to stretch. I mean, the example is last night I sat down for the first time and just attempted music production. I can't even call it that because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But the fucking visceral discomfort that I felt in my body was so next level. Like, I was like I felt like I was gonna fucking throw up. Like, I was sitting here alone, just like dabbling and making like tiny micro moves towards this insane dream that it feels so big that it's overwhelming sometimes. And I was like, wow, this is correct, because I'm feeling so fucking uncomfortable and at my edge right now.
Right.
That this is going to give me a lot of fucking fuel to work with. And then like today, I feel like you went through an identical experience this morning, is I just wasn't really feeling in it. Like, I was just feeling a little, whatever, doubt. I feel like I was starting to kind of self-sabotage. Like, I was like watching, not that there's anything like wrong with this inherently, but in the context of why I was doing it, I was like watching TV today, which I never watched like during the day. And I knew it was coming from a place of like, I'm stretching myself so much that I'm getting like uncomfortable. And my ego was like, let's just not do anything. Like, let's just completely opt out of like,
oh, interesting, the
things that you want to do today. And I was trying to figure out, I was like, am I doing, like, is this fine? Am I just like tired and just like taking a chill day? Or am I kind of like avoiding the discomfort that's within me? And I think it was possibly a little bit of both, but mostly I think I was starting to avoid the discomfort that was within, because now that I've consciously decided I'm going to start moving the needle forward on one of my biggest fucking ambitions.
Let's go.
The fear and doubt is like insanely loud. Like, it is, it's so loud. And it's also like the belief is really loud. So it's a crazy feeling, because I'm like, oh my God, like, this is so much. And today, because I realized, I was like, maybe I'm fucking self-sabotaging right now. I should probably move this energy instead of just like fucking sitting in it and like letting it make me a couch potato.
And if you say self-protecting, then you'll be able to feel if it's actually that or not.
If what? I say what?
Like, instead of saying self-sabotage, if you say like, am I trying to protect myself right now? You'll be able to feel like, am I actually protecting myself, or am I just fucking tired?
Right. True. Yeah. Yeah.
Like self-protection. I mean,
yes, totally.
Sorry, continue.
Yeah. Which is like effectively is the same thing in a way. Although I guess in some ways, like, a protection is a little more gentle than straight up sabotaging yourself.
Yeah. That word just has like such a harsh tone to it. I'm like, we could say self-protection. Like, you're not freaking throwing your computer out the window and
right, it's not like goodbye. Yeah. Yes, totally. Yeah. And it's like, there's a spectrum of self-protection versus like self-sabotage, I think. That's like
right.
helpful to keep the context. But yeah, so I basically went into a whole alchemical process, which is something that I have been doing for a long time, and now just have more consciousness around like, oh, that's what's happening. And because I'm feel like I'm starting to master it, that's what then is exciting, because I'm going to be doing like this masterclass on it, and I feel like I'm realizing that's what has been so healing in my journey, in my creativity, in all the things, is like turning the doubt or the fear or whatever and like literally dancing with it and literally taking it onto the medium, mm-hmm. so that it turns into what it's meant to. And I feel like the parallel between the alchemical scientific process is this idea of taking lead and turning it to gold. And it's like, take what God has given you, what the universe has given you right now as this feeling of doubt or insecurity or imposter syndrome, and turn it into fucking gold, because that mm-hmm. is how powerful you are. And that's like really liberating to think about.
The part of turning into gold, though, is so, I think this is where you kind of like, I'm stuck in my couch. Okay, one sec. I think this is where it like turns into an exciting process. Like, even mm-hmm. you having the awareness of like, first of all, that's fucking huge. Like, the fact that you were able to be like catching yourself, wait, am I like protecting myself, sabotaging, whatever you want to refer to it mm-hmm. as, like that moment right there is such a profound level of consciousness to be at, because you're recognizing like, I have a desire, I'm doing this right now, what is the reason for this, is there discomfort that I'm avoiding feeling? And like, there is so much power in just that moment of awareness.
Totally.
Because imagine the two splits in the road of like having that type of awareness versus not having that type of awareness.
Yes, like, totally.
That is such a freaking divider of the life you want versus the one that's going to just be like kind of the loops, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's huge. Yeah. I mean, like, freaking celebrate that. And then I'm curious, before I dive into what I was going to talk about, I want to hear like your process of this. Like, what is, and obviously you're teaching this in the masterclass, so this will, is this coming out after the masterclass?
I think this will come out a little bit after, yeah.
Oh, okay. So then,
but that's fine. I'll talk about it.
But if you want to go buy her masterclass, it's for sale now. Oh, so you can actually, yes, get the one.
Yeah. So what you can do, and because we're going to be doing a full on, basically what I'm teaching is effectively like the dual balanced way of how to like move through these things as they come up, which I don't know what exactly you're about to ask, but.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, like, what did that process look like for you today?
Yeah. So, well, the context is that, like, I feel that whenever you, in terms of what I did today and then the larger picture, whenever I stretch or do something bigger or like start to entertain, you know, new dreams or realities or just whatever, like in day-to-day life, it doesn't even matter if you're doing something stretchy, sometimes it just comes up. There can be that feeling that you notice of, you know, you feel meh or anxious or doubt or whatever flavor, because it's sometimes hard to pinpoint. And what I do, and this is my go-to really, is always through the practices of, it starts conscious, and like this could, you could parallel with as if I was like journaling or something about it. So I'm like kind of having this conversation with myself about like, okay, I'm observing it. It's all good. We don't need to attach to this. Like this is what's happening. It's all right. Let's accept that this is like currently where I'm at. And then there comes a very key decision where I'm like, okay, we're going to work with this and we're going to move it through and we're not going to let it stop me. And stopping me would be me like just sitting on the couch and scrolling and like on social media and doing things that are like generally not aligned with what I know makes me feel good.
Right.
And so then I always do a combination of breath work, and like the practices that are meant for like clearing or activating. And so I guess sometimes it depends on if I feel like I really need to move the energy, if I need to sit with it. If I want to sit with it more, I'll do the more calming practices that are more in the parasympathetic mode of like slowing down, like really bringing softness to it. But typically what helps me most is the more activating practices where I'm like almost like flushing out the energy, mm-hmm, through breath and then moving my body, which tends to be like either you can just do it through breath or afterwards I'll like get up and move somatically. Sometimes it's more somatic than dance, because dance meaning like I'm doing it more rhythmically. Somatic is more focused on just letting the body lead the healing, which doesn't like look, you know, dancey. It just looks like you're fucking shaking shit out.
Yeah.
And then kind of another way, and sometimes this happens all in one, or sometimes it's like I'm doing different parts of it. But then I kind of like literally will imagine, or I literally take that feeling with me to what I'm doing. So it's like if I, you know, I'm feeling closed off about taking an action on X, Y, and Z, I'll just like push myself past that resistance to sit at the computer or make the video or whatever it is that I'm afraid of doing, nervous about doing. And when I bring it with me, or whatever transmuted version I brought with me, that kind of like makes me realize that it doesn't have the power to stop me. And it's actually something that I can lovingly bring with me. I don't know if I'm explaining that correctly. It's kind of hard to like depict.
Wait, I'm having such a like, okay. So I need to like add in here, like the way that I view that emotion is like a little kid. And it's so interesting because your process, like they're both just so beautiful. You bring the kid with you to the activity and you show it like, we're good. Like, look, yeah, at how I'm doing this. And I'll share my process after, but like, it's just so beautiful as you're speaking. I'm like imagining you like carrying hand, yes, in hand with like the emotion, like, let's go, baby.
Totally. Yeah, exactly. It's like literally being, instead of being like, fuck you, go away, it's like, okay, you're here. Like, it's okay. It's going to be fine. And either I'm bringing it like to the breath work, meditation practice, to the somatic movement, dancing, whatever, or just like showing up to do my work with it next to me, because
A, I'm like, this is fuel, this is energy, like why not pour it into something? And I think that's where in like the artist's world, you'll have like Taylor Swift, who shout out just dropped her new fucking album today.
Oh, did she?
Yes, the tortured poets department. Everyone's freaking out over it. But I bring her up because she's kind of an example of a master alchemist in some ways, where she takes the shit that she's going through and she turns it into art. And that's why sometimes the art can be really triggering or like intense, because it's coming from these intense emotions. But in a way, she actually wrote this on her Instagram post about the album dropping. She was like, once the tears hit the paper and dry, like they turn into gold. Or she said something like that.
Alchemy.
That was like, yeah, literally alchemy. And I was like, yes, like she's such a master at that, because it's when an artist like brings it with them to the medium that's kind of why we connect with that art so much, is because it has a very raw human part of it that's not like perfected or cleaned or whatever. It just is what it is. And I think that it can be really powerful. That's why bringing it with you, I think, is so liberating, because you're not like pretending that you're not waiting for it to go away. That's the thing, is like a lot of people don't take action because they're waiting for the doubt to go away. And it's like, it's not going to go away. You just need to fucking bring it with you and like bring it like a child and like nurture it and love it and then transmute it and work through the beliefs, like, et cetera. But I think moving with it is effectively another form of healing, which is definitely like how I've approached things, is like through the action, through the creation, it brings it up and then I keep bringing it with me and we like transmute it and turn it into other things.
Wow. It's so beautiful to hear everyone's process, because everyone has their own way of doing this. And I just want to highlight too, for you guys listening, like even just hearing our processes, don't like go do it and then it not work and get frustrated that you're not alchemizing your emotions properly. Like, it's about finding what works for you and using other people as like an inspiration of like, oh, I want to try that, or that's resonating or that's not resonating, because it really is so different. And you'll hear like the way that I do it is different, but like this is what everyone has their own way of alchemizing emotions. And that's just something I wanted to highlight here.
Yeah.
But, like, how freaking beautiful. Like, you're bringing this emotion with you into the process. And then I'm just like imagining like a little kid being like looking around like, oh, it's not so bad in here. Like, we got this.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's so beautiful. And like, do you find that doubt will like change or like lessen as you go into the same thing every time? Or like, talk to me a little bit about like the dissolving of it versus like it like staying kind of the same versus it always being there versus sometimes it's not being there. Like, what's that journey like for you?
Yeah, I feel like it either dissipates, or if there really is some sort of alchemy going on, it's turning into something else. And because of that, yeah, I think the more that you keep showing up despite the feeling of resistance or despite blank, or almost like with blank, not necessarily in spite of it, but yeah, I think that's where, I don't know. I guess it probably depends on exactly what you're doing. Because if I reflect, it's like when I first showed up to podcast and like be on the mic, I would have a lot of resistance and like doubt about it in my voice. And at this point, I kind of don't. Like, I don't really get nervous on the microphone anymore with podcasting. And I don't know if it's just from like repetition and the, you know, being like so exposed to the sound of my voice and like just being in it so long that it doesn't phase you anymore. But then I think when you expand and do a stretchier version, then for sure the doubt comes up. And I think that's where the combination of reps and like whatever beliefs you're coming into it with maybe lessen it, or you've just like turned it into something else. But I think it depends what it is, because like with dance, there can be a lot of doubt literally while I'm moving, where I'm like, this is not good. I suck. Like, whatever random voice comes in. But you just get so, I think you just prove to yourself that the presence of resistance or doubt or fear XYZ does not mean you can't do it. So it's like you detach from it and like you remove the meaning that you would typically make, which is to say, if I'm doubting, if I'm fearing, then I won't do it. It means I'm incapable. And instead you're like, just have it with you. And so it almost just like lessens the load because you're mm-hmm. not like, get the fuck away from me. You've right. accepted it. And then I think, again, it just depends. But I think it probably starts to lessen in some ways until you like reach a new height level of expansion. And then it bumps up again. And you just keep sort of like repeating that process, which is why, I mean, there's some artists who still to this day fucking throw up before they go on stage. Mm. And it's like, they're, we would consider them creative geniuses and incredible performers, and they still get nervous. So it's like,
right.
I think you're just, yeah.
I'm having like the kind of like aha moment, and I'm like curious what your perspective would be on this. Like, I'm wondering, because I am more emotional, sometimes I notice that the doubt or the fear actually does kind of like prevent me from executing on the action in a way that I know I can. Whereas you probably more on like the even keel. I mean, not that you're not feeling emotions, but I feel like I feel them so fucking like it brings me to a place of like doubt or fear where I'm almost paralyzed. And I don't get this anymore, but in the past that would definitely be the case. But my emotions are still heavy. So now I have to discern when I'm at that point of feeling doubt, anxiety, or fear, or any sort of emotion, if it is a point of me pushing through it and bringing the doubt with me, or I sit there and like my transmutation process is using the emotions to point me into the subconscious.
Yeah.
And I find that the emotions for me are like the flashlight into the perception. Yeah. So I use those as like really big opportunities to look at, oh, okay, like this emotion's here and I'm feeling super anxious. Am I believing that, like, I don't know, let's just say I launched something online, I'm just using like a hypothetical story. Let's say I launch a story, something online, and I post it on my story, and let's say like 5 minutes go by and like no one responds or whatever. Like right. Yeah, the fear comes up and you're like getting into the subconscious of recognizing that there's a fear of like not being enough or not being good enough to be seen or heard. And you start to get to know that inner child and talk to it and converse with it. So like sometimes there is a process where I'm doing exactly what you're saying of just like taking the child, taking the doubt, taking the emotion, and like walking into the process, which like I feel like that there is like an aspect of that type of energy that is kind of always going to be present. Mm-hmm. And the other side of this is like me sitting with the child and getting to know it and talking about its fears. And then once it is open to see the higher perspective, I grant it whatever resource or whatever wisdom or whatever higher perspective it is needing in order to release and alchemize that emotion. So for example, if like some challenge were to hit and then my emotions are telling me like, oh, this is the end of the world, this happened and it's the worst thing ever. Like, for example, the shadow ban thing on TikTok. This is something I've been fucking diving into with my emotions and transmuting emotions. And it has been such a profound process of me tapping into deeper levels of power. It's like such an amazing thing that happened. And in that process, I'm learning that there's a part of me that's like doubting and fearing and like not as connected to the mission. So I'm bringing that part of me and being like, look, we are on a mission. Like, you are already helping people. It's not about the freaking numbers. It's not about followers. It's about the help and the impact. And it was so wild. Like today I did that process of just transmuting that energy. And I'm not even kidding. Like I tapped into like superpowers. When I tell you, I feel like I set the bar of like, you know, when you hear those stories of people doing things once and then everyone can do them at that level because one person did it, like the 4-minute mile type of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Today I did that with myself, with recording a vlog, sitting down, recording the voiceover, editing it, and launching it all within like a 4-hour span. And that is insane. Like, you know me, I like to procrastinate. I like to like push things off. Like, that was fucking superpowers that I tapped into. Wow. But it was because of the transmutation process that I went through. And literally, I looked at my clock and it was already time to record. And I'm like, holy fuck, that was 4.5 hours. Like, I was in a fucking creative flow state for 4.5 hours. It was wild. Yeah. So for me, it's like discerning, and like we all have these intuitive knowings of when it's time to lean into more of the healing and a deeper process of like transmutation versus like the taking it by the hand and walking it with you into the process. But like doing the other process this morning, I didn't have any doubt. I didn't even have time to think about the doubt. It was just like, I was in tunnel vision with my creations until the moment I hit post on my Instagram. And then we jumped right into this recording, and then I'm going to go to the bank, and it's, I'm just like, my, my whole day is in like a flow state, and I don't even have time to think about the doubt.
Right.
So yeah, there's like two processes that I lean into. And I'm wondering if it's because I'm so emotional that like I kind of have to have that other process.
Right. Yeah. I mean, first, I think for anyone, it's nuanced because it's important to know when, like, yeah, like there's times when there's a such a strong visceral experience of whatever emotion it is that you kind of like need to address it in by itself and not necessarily like quote unquote bring it with you, so to speak. And
or if it's really repetitive, like you find that you have that same emotion and you repeat the same pattern with the same attracting the same people in the same situations, like then it's time to, that's like you gotta fucking transmute that shit.
Yes, exactly. Right. And that's what you're saying of like the emotions are a flashlight to whatever is deeper. And
yeah,
that's so key because it's so true that like that's where you'll miss kind of the pattern and the unnecessariness of whatever that experience is. Because yeah, maybe you're feeling doubt because it's rooted in like a belief about yourself, versus sometimes we just feel quote unquote doubt. We don't know what it is. It's just like a something in the body. It might not actually be conceptually doubt, but it's like something that's just going to happen when you're brushing up against shit. It's like, yeah,
you're just going out of your comfort zone. Like that's exactly the part that
And that's like, you're not going to, what?
I was interrupting you. Go.
No, I was just saying that's like you're not necessarily ever going to quote unquote get rid of those things because you almost don't need to. It's like the natural state of if you're like walking through a bush, it's gonna fucking brush your leg. So like as you're expanding and stretching, your nervous system is gonna feel uncomfortable. Your mind, like it's gonna feel uncomfortable. That's just life. So it's like I think it is in part for you. I do think the fact that you're an emotional for sure changes the flavor of it. And that's why it's so important to know that like that's your experience. Because for me as a non-emotional, there's times when I have to be like, this actually isn't even my emotion. I don't need to like do something quote unquote with this other than feel it, clear it, whatever. But sometimes it's like, no, this is coming up because it's with it. Like there's a belief in here. There's a pattern or something tied to me. And that's why it keeps coming up. So I think how you discern that is by dabbling in both ways, the like action oriented way of like bring it with you and just push quote unquote through it versus the like deep inner healing work. And I think by doing both, you end up figuring out what you need to do. Cause like at some point, if you are super action oriented, you'll quickly realize that the same things are coming up and you will be able to discern like, is this rooted in a belief or is this just the nature of being a fucking human being that's stretching themselves? Or like, you know, are you, because there's obviously a time when the like spending too long in the like healing process for some people, they're like delaying their own evolution because they're like holding themselves back by thinking you can't move until you're healed. So it's like such a balance of knowing when and what is the right case for you.
And that's definitely where the discernment comes in, because I used to be on that side of spending way too much time just kind of like sulking in it. And I shouldn't say that because that adds a like a almost like a tone of shame, but every single part of your journey is divine. And if you're leaning way too far into the healing journey, then that's the aspect of your journey that you're meant to go down, I believe. Like for 2 years of my life, I was really deep in subconscious healing. And I guess someone could look at that and be like, oh, like just get out of the healing and take action. But like, I really couldn't. Like I was so almost like bringing up the trauma that it was necessary for me to do that.
Totally.
But now having the awareness and the information that I have going back to that point, 100%. Like I could have totally, but I just didn't, I didn't have that awareness yet.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's so nuanced and it really does take like discernment. You have to discern with yourself whether or not this is just a doubt or a fear that's coming up because you are literally expanding out of your comfort zone and your mind hasn't even witnessed what it is you're about to do. Maybe you're walking out onto a stage for the first time and your mind can't even understand, like cannot compute the experience that is about to unfold because it hasn't yet done that. Obviously, fear and discomfort is going to come up for you no matter how long you spend healing the subconscious, right?
Right.
So yeah. This is where discernment really comes in. Like, trust yourself and trust your intuition when it comes time to decide if it's time to lean into the healing or not. And then something else that I wanted to share about the healing aspect of this is that it doesn't have to take long. Like, this is something I'm really learning in my own journey. Like, you don't have to, like how you're saying, sulk in it for like, you don't have to heal for the whole day. Like, you can transmute that in, I did it in an hour today, an hour and a half, if you combine the movement aspect. Like, you can find the flow of what works for you. And it really is about picking up and noticing when you're feeling it in your body. And once you're like practicing tapping into these high vibrations, you're doing the meditations, you're tuning into your heart and tuning into love and gratitude, the contrast of that versus fear is going to be so apparent for you. And maybe I should just say for me, because as an emotional, it is so black and white. Like, I'm either feeling amazing or it's like, holy crap, there is a literal like cloud over me right now and I'm feeling so much doubt. And that cloud used to be like a majority of my life in the past. And now that cloud comes in like maybe like an hour in the morning and then I like hang out with it. Or maybe it will like, I'll get triggered by something in my day and it'll come back for like 5 minutes and then I'll like go outside and just freaking breathe in some fresh air and move through it in like a very rapid way. Yes. So I'm saying all this from all these different angles because it's not so just like, like one path, start here and here. It's like, okay, where are we starting? There's a million places to start.
Yes.
Well, there's a million places to go.
Yeah, truly. Yeah. I mean, it's literally always going to be some combo of like, everyone's path is just going to be fucking different. And it's like, I mean, what I find so powerful about your path and just like witnessing you is I feel like because you had this divinity of going so deep into your healing journey in the subconscious world and like all these incredible things, it's like now, like it's like you're almost accomplishing things at like fucking lightning speed.
That's not
that
what it's I'm about saying. Speed, I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. And it's almost, it's like literally like something was just like not dormant, but it was like in the shadows for a while. It was doing its thing, doing its thing, doing its thing, doing its thing. Yeah. And it's like, boom, there it is. And it's like, that's, I think, the insane power of like, if you have found that your journey has led you to go incredibly deep on the healing, the inner work, the energetics, which by the way, is a form of action. Like you're quote unquote doing shit, right? That is then what is going to catapult you and is like, sets your foundation almost quote unquote, again, I'm using like time and space in like logical ways, but puts your foundation like quote unquote stronger and like ahead of maybe if you just like blindly did all the action taking without addressing what was inside of you. And on the flip side, it's like, I feel like I went through a phase of doing almost like from the unhealed place. But it was because of that, that I realized what I needed to go deep and heal. So it's like,
you always end up where you need to be.
Exactly. You end up where you need to be. And you end up, the way you do that though, is by bringing the consciousness and awareness to it. And by like letting yourself be called into the different places and modalities and journeys and reflection points that feel aligned for you. And yeah, I think that's where ultimately there's going to be some combination of the two and like the distribution of it, the timing of it, the amounts of each, whatever is going to be different for everyone. But ultimately the two themes here are like the alchemy of bringing your things up to the surface, accepting them, loving them, bringing them with you, sitting with them, transmuting them through the fucking thumbs up and stuff on your...
I'm holding my mic like this. By the way, I have to leave in like a literal minute.
Okay. Okay, well, do you want to close it out since you have to go?
Yeah, I'm really sorry for cutting you off.
No, it's okay. It's fine.
The reason why I have to go is because we have to go sign our LLC papers for our bank account for OWN Media. Exciting stuff. But yeah, sorry to like cut this short, guys, but I hope you got a lot out of this episode. And if you want more resources in regards to this topic, we have Bella's masterclass that is now live. And then I also just posted a YouTube vlog today about my 7-step process, and it has like video vlog content aligned with it that you can watch. And we'll post other resources if we think of any others in the links below. And definitely don't forget about our Omi's Oasis, guys. We have some new members joining in. Did you see Hannah join?
Yes.
So exciting. Which we'll put more information down below in the link. And yeah. Thank you guys for listening in. Leave a comment, hit that subscribe button, and we will see you next week. We love you.